Did you hear about this woman who just passed away from Lansing, Irene Dunham?
Yeah, 114 years old.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this story I just saw on one of those national notes. 114, she died Sunday. Her son confirmed it yesterday. 114. She's got quite a history, including being, as this story reads, the last surviving member of the devastating Bath School attack in 1927, that bombing that took place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was supposed to be in school that day, according to the story, had a sore throat, so she didn't attend.
Wow.
That's the bombing where 38 students were killed.
Yeah.
And along with several adults, I think like a total of 44, still is the most tragic school attack ever in American history.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I don't know, is it appropriate to say overlooked?
Well, I think so.
I mean, when they talk about the school attacks,
yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
As horrible as all the attacks have been and devastation and shootings, we know this, you know.
Yeah.
Now, she also, because of her age, survived the flu pandemic of 1918, let alone, of course, the COVID pandemic. She survived 114. Her son says her body just finally gave out. Her mind was sharp. In fact, in the last couple of years, she was still tending her own garden, and her son says still doing her own taxes, paying her own bills.
Amazing. At 114.
Of course, she survived two world wars,
uh-huh.
Great Depression. Once was diagnosed with colon cancer. Doctors were thinking it was going to kill her. Nope, she overcame that too. Man. So what's the secret?
I don't know, but she must have done some good financial planning. Lived 114.
No doubt. She says, her son says the secret, she said, to a long life was hard work.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Okay.
Not gonna.
Can I tell you something? It's always funny when you talk about these, you know, people who live very long. It seems like they each have their own reasonings or their own ways of how they live long.
Yep. Some seems like it's as innocent as hard work. Others, I love it when it's a shot of whiskey
a
day.
Yeah, right.
Something like that.
Here's my combination.
Your son says she was a walking history book, I'm sure.
Oh,
wow.
I bet.
Yeah,
well, how about that?
Saw a lot.
So, yeah, this just is, I mean, this is one of those stories that'll get some of that national attention, but it's right here from Lansing.
Man. Somebody, though, connected to that. Wow.
Yeah, to think
school.
Of that. I mean, yeah.
Wow.
And all because she had a sore throat. When she died, she was the third oldest person in the U.S. and 10th oldest in the world.
Huh.
How about that?
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah.
10th oldest, and there are people older than 114 still? Wow.
Well, her son would be no spring chicken, I would think.
You know,
he's probably
you know,
80s or 90s.
Yeah, probably.
That is a good point, and it doesn't even say in here.
That's true.
It does not reference his age at all in here. That's a very good point.